You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last week, National Leader Judith Collins announced a transport package for the Upper North Island. This would include building a four-lane expressway from Whangarei to Tauranga, completing Auckland's rapid transit network, and building a second crossing across the Waitemata Harbour. It is projected to cost $17 of the $31 billion the party plans to allocate to transport projects in the next decade, if they become the government. Labour's finance spokesperson Grant Robertson was quick to attack the proposal, saying the costing is either inaccurate or completely lacking for some projects. Yesterday on The Wire, Jemima spoke to Julianne Genta from the Green Party about the issue, who also echoed some of these same concerns. Here's a clip from that interview.
Well, firstly, National's policies really feel shambolic, like it's been pulled together in a rush. The projects are a bit random, they don't work together. The costings that they've used are very out of date. It's quite possible that the whole package will cost twice as much as they've claimed. And they haven't even bothered to estimate the cost of some of the projects that are the biggest ones, like the four-lane highway tunnels under the Brindowans and the Kaimais. They've admitted they've got no cost for those projects. But the second thing is, it's not a vision for a better New Zealand, and it really tells us about the different visions between, say, the Green Party and the National Party. We do need a 20-year transport vision, and we need it to not repeat the mistakes of the last 50 years. We have to make it easier to get around New Zealand without relying on cars and carbon emissions.
I spoke to National Party's transport and infrastructure spokesman Chris Bishop yesterday to get his thoughts on these comments, as well as a better understanding of what the proposal entails.
Right, well, I'm not going to take lectures in fiscal responsibility from the Green Party. We have presented a 20-year vision for transport in Auckland and the Upper North Island, and we have costed out the first 10 years of it, much of it based on publicly available information from the New Zealand Transport Agency. Stand by what we've put out there, it's a very significant transport package that will transform the Upper North Island and make it easier to get around Auckland, which is what Aucklanders tell us is a constant problem.
And I think another concern by Grant Robertson was just wondering where the money for that transport package will come from. So will that come at the cost of the Land Transport Fund for rail and other projects like that?
Not at all. We're spending more on transport than any government's done in New Zealand history. We have allocated money from the COVID recovery fund. We've allocated unallocated money from the New Zealand upgrade package. We've used future Crown capital allowances, which is future Crown spending on capital expenditure. And we have done a minor reallocation within the National Land Transport Fund to make sure that the National Land Transport Fund is spent on state highways. We are not under-investing in rapid transit. In fact, we're investing billions in rail to Auckland Airport, in the Eastern Busway, the Northwest bus rapid transit from the CBD down Dominion Road. So we are doing everything the government's doing and more, and we're very proud of the package.
And just so with that reallocation from the Land Transport Fund, am I able to know where that's coming from?
Yeah, so the government's set aside billions over the next 10 years for public transport infrastructure. We are redirecting that money inside the National Land Transport Fund to state highways, which you'll remember was slashed by $5 million when this government came into office, the Labor Greens, New Zealand First government. So we are just funding rapid transit separately to the National Land Transport Fund through direct Crown funding, through, as I say, the COVID fund, through the upgrade fund, and through future capital allowances, and also borrowing on the NZTA balance sheet. So the overall quantum of spending is significantly greater than what's currently happening.
And so I guess the concern that people feel with that taking from public transport is that it seems to go contrary to what we're seeing nationally and internationally, this consensus that public transport is going to be the answer, in fact, given our current climate crisis and in New Zealand to meet our commitments in lowering our emissions by 2050.
Oh, no, I totally agree with you. That's why we're making the biggest investment in public transport in New Zealand history. We're going to fund three busways. The Eastern Busway, the Northwest Bus Rapid Transit Corridor, and bus rapid transit from the CBD down to Onehunga, of course. And, of course, we're going to do electrified rail, a huge expansion in the Auckland rail network, rail to Auckland Airport from Pūnui, and also a rail link from Auckland Airport up to Onehunga, and extend the electrification of the Auckland rail network down to Pokeno in the Waikato, which will allow people in Tuakau and people in Pokeno, people in some of those smaller but very fast-growing settlements in the Waikato to jump on an electric train into the Auckland CBD. So I totally agree with you. We need to expand public transport. We can't just keep building motorways every 5 years. You run out of space. And of course, the real way to solve congestion is to make it easier for people to get around the city. So we need busways and we need rail, and that's exactly what we're going to invest in.
Right, because there have been studies saying that simply building new roads and expanding existing roads doesn't actually improve congestion.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I agree with those studies. It's absolutely important that you have a high-quality roading network, and you know, along with our investments in public transport, we're going to make significant investments up north, for example, where the roads are of poor quality and of poor condition and are very unsafe. So from Auckland to Whangarei, we want to build a four-lane expressway. But in Auckland City itself, you can't just keep adding lanes to motorways. You have to make it easier for people to get around the city using public transport and rapid transit. So that's exactly what we're going to do. It's worth thinking about our package as a integrated multimodal package that will help Auckland, but will also help the wider Auckland region at the same time. But I fully accept that the Auckland motorway network is now largely complete, with the exception of one project, which is the East-West Link, which is a very important road that we will build as well.
Obviously, this is a northern North Island package that connects Whangarei, Auckland, Hamilton and Tauranga. But I am aware that a number of New Zealanders, especially elsewhere in the country, are concerned sometimes about the Auckland-centric focus of policies. And I was wondering what your plans were to improve transport around the rest of the country as well.
Oh, yes. Well, New Zealanders listening who aren't from Auckland can be reassured that the help is on the way. We've got a very significant package of investments in Wellington, where I'm from, in the Bay of Plenty, in Hastings, in the central North Island, around the rest of the country, and we'll make those announcements in due course. We're not announcing everything all at once. We've announced the Upper North Island and Auckland package, but there's more to come.
And I just wanted to wonder, lastly, if National has given any thought to the potential environmental considerations given the proposed drilling of two new tunnels, one of which I understand is through the Kaimai Ranges, which are home to a conservation park.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt that will have to be done in an environmentally conscious way. At the end of the day, though, these projects will be transformational for those regions. But, of course, obviously, we're going to want to mitigate the impact on the environment as we do that, and all of that will be taken account during the resource consent process.
More roads, but also more public transport seems to be the takeaway.
It's absolutely right. It's more of the above, and it's exactly right. So, you know, we're going to build one new road, which is the East-West Link in Auckland, and obviously the expressways to the regions. Which will be transformational. But in Auckland itself, it's the expansion of road and rail, and also our ferries as well. So we've got $300 million squirreled away for expanding the ferry network in Auckland. And Aucklanders, you know, use the ferries in quite good numbers already, but they could do it much more with new terminals and new infrastructure. So we're going to invest in that as well. And of course, we haven't talked about cycleways, but you know, I'm a big fan of cycleways as well, and people can expect some action there as well.
That was Chris Bishop from the National Party speaking about the new Upper North Island transport proposal.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.